Well, I laid my cards down, pulled home my money in. Laughed and hollered, boys, looks like I've won the hand again. Another gambler started raging, and he cursed me for a cheat. My Colt revolver found its mark as we both jumped to our feet. Shot him down, shot him down. That is the end of the game. I spurred my horse to racing from town and made my way.
Title track from Blue Highway's 2014 release called The Game. Yeah, some great lead vocal work there. Very bluesy from mandolinist and fiddle player in the band, too, of course. Lots of lead vocal work. Sean Lane picking up The Game this afternoon. Co-write with him and Barry Bales. Barry, of course, playing for a long time with Allison Krause, Union Station, and a real first call guy holding down things on the doghouse. So The Game from Blue Highway. My name is Tom Ball. Homespun is the program you're listening to this afternoon on these WCMU public radio stations. Glad you're along with us. Happy end of the fourth, I guess, if you will, because of the fourth falling into the middle of the week there. Some people took the whole week. Some people took part of the first part of the week off. Some people took the latter part of the week off. Wherever it falls in you, I hope you've had a good break and a wonderful time. Spending time with family and friends and having some great fellowship along the way. We have lots of great music coming up on the broadcast this afternoon. Some new things as well as some old favorites pulled out. So we hope you can stay close.
As I turned up older, second thoughts keep a rolling through my mind. Then I felt the tingle of her fingers on my shoulder, drawing me to touch her one more time. The guilt was gone, I had gone crazy, could not think of my baby, or how soon I would lose a happy home. Sorrow of knowing I was wrong all along. around with has took up with some other pool player cheating game. And my true love has let me for another wasting. I'm to blame. The guilt was gone. I had gone crazy. Could not think of my baby or how soon I would lose a happy home. Shoulder, nowhere else to go. Think about the last words that she said. Something about the way that people often drift apart, say goodbye and head on down the line. Well, I don't know if what she said was spoken from her heart, but it sure is weighing heavy here on my mind. I didn't hear her say that it's over. Maybe we should go our separate ways. The writing on the wall is often read between the lines, and the message found in what she didn't say. Sunlight on her face as morning finds her lying in our bed. But I'm out here somewhere along the highway breaking down, thinking back, trying to recall how a love like ours could ever get so turned around, and the word she never spoke that said it all. I didn't hear her say that it's over. Maybe we should go our separate ways. The writing on the wall is often read between the lines, and the message found in what she didn't say.
Cold meat and cold cornbread. It's so heavy, it's heavy as lead. Hard times in a Wise County jail. Hard times, I know.
Just like the sun keeps coming. and down. Some memories keep on coming back around. I don't need another reason to believe, like I need anything reminding me of you.
I don't need another reason to believe, like I need anything reminding me of you.
And one of the, in my opinion, one of the finest voices in bluegrass music, and just in general, a great delivery whenever he sings lead on a song. That was bassist Wayne Taylor, who plays in the band Blue Highway. That was his band, Blue Highway, and we finished off as we opened up the broadcast with their release, The Game. That's it's a co-write between Tim Stafford and Craig Market on a wonderful song called Remind Me of You. And always loved Wayne Taylor's singing, solid bass playing, and knows how to deliver the song like it's supposed to be. In front of that, we turned to a recording that came out just a few years ago now, in the last couple. It's called Right Beside You, and this is from a guitarist and a singer, Jeff White. Jeff playing out lots throughout the years, including working in Vince Gill's touring band for a long time. And he made a recording called Right Beside You back in 2016. And touching on an old traditional number from Doc Boggs, the real bluesy, Wise County Jail, written by Boggs in 1928. And captured originally by Mike Seeger in a 1964 recording session at the home of Doc Boggs' sister near Wise, Virginia, hence the title, The Wise County Jail. Some great, really great, very bluesy fiddling from Michael Cleveland, one of Jeff's buddies. Jeff producing a bunch of Mike's records throughout the years. This returning the favor on Jeff White's Right Beside You. In front of that, we went back a few years to Ronnie Bowman's solo record called Starting Over. Ronnie, of course, played with the Lonesome River Band for a very long time, making very successful records with them, and has since gone on to make solo records and do lots of other projects. But this was a record that he did for Sugar Hill back in 2002 called Starting Over, and we heard another Craig Market co-write, this time with Dan Tominski, and Ronnie leading the way with What She Didn't Say. And new music from Junior Sisk has a brand new album out on Mountain Fever, and the album is called Brand New Shade of Blue. And we heard a Paul Kraft, Sean Camp composition called The Guilt Was Gone, with Junior doing a lead vocal work, and the great Dal McCoury doing tenor work on The Guilt Was Gone. And again, the Blue Highway got us underway, kicked off the broadcast today with the title track from their rounder release, The Game.
you my watch and I'll pawn you my chain. I'll pawn you my gold wedding ring to pay my little Lulu's fine. I'll pawn you my wagon and my team. Oh, hop high, hop high, hop high, my Lulu girl. Pen with them rough and rowdy men, and honey, I'm going back again. Hop high, hop high, hop high, my Lulu girl. Hop high, hop high, hop high, my Lulu girl.
Sing love songs together as the birds have gone to roost. We would listen to the murmur of the rill. Will you love me, little darling, as you did those starry nights when we sat beneath the maple on the hill?
Thank you.
and this is listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University.
West Virginia, oh my home. West Virginia, where I come from. In the dead of the night, in the still and the quiet, I slip away like a bird in flight back to those hills, the place that I call. Well, it's been years now since I left there, and this city life's about got the best of me. I can't remember why I left so free, what I wanted to do, what I wanted to be, but I can still remember where West Virginia, oh my home. West Virginia's where I belong. In the dead of the night, in the still and the quiet, I slip away like a bird in flight back to those hills, the place that I call. And this life I have's not the one I thought I'd find. Let me live, love, let me cry when I go. Just let me die among the friends who remember when I'm gone. West Virginia. West Virginia's where I belong. In the dead of the night, in the still and the quiet, I slip away like a bird in flight back to those hills, the place that I call home.
Let's go. any blame, but still I'm traveling alone. Still I'm traveling alone. Well, the way may be hard, but don't ever give up, you know. They done me wrong, talked about me when I sleep. Long about day, I made my 4-day creep. I just traveling alone. I just traveling alone. Well, the way may be hard, but don't ever give up, you know. Step on. Then I'd be traveling alone. Then I'd be traveling alone. Well, the way may be hard, but don't ever give up, you know. I mean, step on it.
That's real people, real music right there. Arguably one of the most important as well as most successful string bands of the 1930s, be it Black or White, was the aggregation out of Mississippi's Chapman family, if you will. This group really played an important part in the string band blues tradition of the Delta, and really had folks like Charlie Patton and Peter Chapman, Memphis Slim, as members also, coming from the hilly area around Jackson, Mississippi. Hence the name, the Mississippi Sheiks. And the recordings that they made for the OK label, which eventually turned around into Columbia Records. But this was a recording made in December of 1930 for OK at the King Edward Hotel in Jackson, Mississippi. Originally released in 1931, the great Walter Vinson on vocal and guitar, and Lonnie Chapman playing the violin on Still I'm Traveling On. Aren't we all in some capacity? In front of that, turn to Molly O'Brien and Rich Moore's Love Runner release, and them covering the great Hazel Dickens' West Virginia, My Home, which Molly was originally from, now living in Colorado, but making her childhood home in West Virginia. And in front of that, Aaron Marshall and Carl Jones. And of course, they are married in life and in music, recording a release called Sweet Memories Never Leave. And heard them covering a sweet song popularized by Wade Maynard and Maynard's Mountaineers in the 30s called Maple on the Hill from Aaron and Carl's release. And Dirk Powell got us underway. I think this was his second record for the Rounder label. Back in the very late 90s, and Dirk, just a wonderful traditionalist, big ears. I don't mean literally, but musically big ears, and covering old traditional number that is known to have come from Fred Cockerham of North Carolina. But of course, he learned it from some of his friends, such as Jim Miller, who did the lead vocal on Hop High, My Lulu Girl, from Dirk Powell's. This is called Hand Me Down, a wonderful recording by Dirk. This is Lindsay Lou.
For someone to warm your bed, a pretty mama to cut the crust off your bread. Were you tired of spending your nights alone, looking for someone to make a happy home? I'm not drawn to the quiet days. Spend my life learning how to get away. You can roll with me, baby, but don't slow me down. I'm not holding on, I'm not following the crowd. You can roll with me, baby, but don't slow me down. No one got anywhere by waiting around. Everything adds up. Drink your coffee from your favorite cup. Who drew the lines you're filling in? I'm gonna erase them and begin again. I see you looking around and I understand, but I dare you.
Anyway. picked him up in South Minnesota. He promised her the world, but they never got that far. But he was last seen in that 59 soda, and Sally was born in the Black Hills of Dakota. She was washed in the blood of the dying Sioux Nation, raised with a proud but a wandering heart. And she knew that her roots were in the old reservation, but she had stars in her eyes and greater expectations. No rings on her fingers, no bells on her toes, with bugs on her headlights and guns in her hose. Through the valley of the shadow,
she moves from one to the next, her spirit grows thin. And when she falls in love, it's hard, but it's true. But it's oh so much harder when that man is you. Another one, and now the next rising sun.
We'll be right back.
and celebrating the 30th anniversary, probably his biggest record in his career, just because of the title track, Steve Earle's Copperhead Road, originally released in 1988, and now 30 years on, still holding up well. One of his originals there. We finished out today with Even When I'm Blue from Copperhead Road. Like I say, he was riding a real crest at this time and almost went off the cliff, I think, with this record. He had some demons, and he was sort of at his peak when this record came out, and I fell down a little bit after. In front of that, we heard from a concept record that came out a few years ago, simply titled The New Basement Tapes. Actually, it's called Lost on the River by The New Basement Tapes, and this featured folks like Elvis Costello and Taylor Goldsmith of Dawes and Jim James of My Morning Jacket, Marcus Mumford, Jay Belliros, and lots of other folks, including Rhiannon Giddens in front of Steve Earle. We heard the title track. It had a couple of incarnations on this. The interesting thing about this recording is these were all Bob Dylan lyrics that T-Bone Burnett got a hold of and gathered up all these folks and said, do you want to write some music around all these lyrics? And they, of course, jumped at the chance. And we heard Lost on the River, number 20. It's listed here. Like I say, there were two or three different incarnations of Lost on the River, but this was written by, of course, Bob, Rhiannon Giddens, and Marcus Mumford. And in front of that, also sort of another concept record, which came out in 1985. I'm not sure as it did that well, but now a legendary record re-released by the Rhino folks. Rhino Records put this out just a few weeks ago, and we heard Emmylou Harris's The Ballad of Sally Rose. And the cool thing about this is has the entire record on one disc, and then the second disc has a lot of demos, which were the real basic versions of a bunch of these songs. And we heard the title track, The Ballad of Sally Rose. Of course, you know, lots of folks, you know, at the time, articles were written about this record, and Emmylou insisted that Sally Rose was not about her and Gram Parsons, but of course it was really about her and Gram Parsons. Wonderful record now been re-released. And Lindsay Lou Rilko got us underway. Formerly of Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies, she has put out a solo record, which includes some of the Flatbellies. This is just simply titled Lindsay Lou Southland, and we heard Laura Cortese's Roll With Me. My name is Tom Ball. Homespun's where you've been this afternoon on these WCMU public radio stations. So glad you have been along with us here on the broadcast today. As always, I've had a great time hanging out with you. You take care of yourselves now. Have a good afternoon and a safe week.